Syria's President Bashar al-Assad faces international condemnation over the slaughter of more than 100 people in the town of Hula, a rebel stronghold in the country's west. Pictures of bloodied bodies, many of them young children, triggered shock and anger at the Syrian regime and highlighted the failure of a six-week-old UN-backed ceasefire. The death toll is put at 116 and there are more than 300 people with injuries. The UN Security Council is meeting in emergency session to discuss the situation. Middle East correspondent Anne Barker has more.
The brutal killing of more than 100 civilians at Hula has shocked a world that has become accustomed to the daily carnage in Syria since the uprising began 14 months ago. Children under 10 made up nearly a third of those killed. Entire families were reportedly wiped out. Some died in a bombardment of shelling, which activists said was a response by government forces after a demonstration. Others, they say, were shot at close range or even hacked to death by armed militias loyal to the regime of Bashar al-Assad. The deaths have set off a wave of protests across the country. Crowds at one protest chanted, "Martyr of Hula, we'll not forget you. Child of Hula, we won't forget you. Bashar is responsible for your killing." But Syria's foreign ministry has vigorously denied any involvement in the attack, said Syria's foreign ministry spokesman Jihad Makdesi. "We strongly condemn this terrorist massacre that targeted, in a clearly criminal way, Syria's people, women, children and old men." He went on to blame armed terrorist groups who'd been involved in a clash on Friday with Syrian security forces, and he said rebel fighters were getting their hands on more sophisticated weapons. "There's been a quantitative improvement in the weaponry used in the conflict in Syria," he says. "The weapons being used are not small arms. There are mortars, and the newest thing is the use of anti-tank missiles. This is new to the confrontation facing Syrian government forces." The slaughter at Hula has sparked a wave of condemnation around the world and calls for the toughest action yet against the Syrian regime. The US Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, described the attack as rule by murder, which must end. The UN's Special Envoy, Kofi Annan, who brokered last month's failed ceasefire, is now preparing to visit Syria again within a few days. This is Anne Barker reporting for AM.